99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli cabinet approving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to expand military operations and fully occupy Gaza City in Tel Aviv. Here's ABC's Ian Pannell.
There's a real sense of shock about what's just happened here. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees issuing a statement that condemns the move, calling it to be withdrawn immediately, saying extending the war will lead to more killing, more suffering, and more destruction.
Intense wildfires burning through California overnight, including outside Los Angeles. That fire has prompted hundreds of evacuations and round-the-clock fire crews. A local emergency has been declared in Los Angeles County. Texas lawmakers meeting again today to consider the Republicans' new map of congressional districts. The redistricting is designed to give President Trump five new Republican House members in next year's midterms. GOP Senator John Cornyn has asked the FBI to get involved and find the Texas Democrats who've left the state. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Lawmakers from four states, including Wisconsin, are demanding accountability for Canadian wildfire smoke. Governor Tony Evers says he'd welcome a dialogue on a solution if it's productive, but he doesn't see a letter sent by the legislators to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as being particularly helpful. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association is launching the new WIAA Foundation. It's aimed at advancing Wisconsin high school athletics through charitable support. The organization will focus on athletic programs, risk minimization, and the development of officials for athletic events. And the Wisconsin Humane Society is in desperate need of foster families this summer. The agency says its six shelters are overflowing with cats due to a worse-than-usual summer influx of stray and abandoned kittens. Find out how to open your home as a foster online at wihumane.org. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. If you're due for a remodel, get that bathroom you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. We continue to celebrate celebrity birthdays with Belle Biv DeVoe on Max FM.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Div?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo. Situation. Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships, they seem from the start. It's all so
deadly.
When love is not together from the heart. Check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why.
You, I take precaution before I step to meet my girl, you know, cause in some
caution,
you'll think she's the best thing in the world. She's so
fly,
she'll drive you right out of your mind, steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming, she'll make you're dreaming, you'll fall in love and you'll be screaming, demon.
Poison, deadly, moving it slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like DeVoe, getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole show. The low pro ho
know she'll be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but I know she's a loser.
How did you know?
Me and the crew used to do her.
Most accurate weather information is on
99.7 Max FM.
Every single one of us, the devil inside, the devil inside.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant. 8:11 on your Friday morning. A little in excess as we wrap up celebrating our celebrity birthdays. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 90 degrees. Heat index values of 97 degrees. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 73. On Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances. Partly sunny with a high of 89. Saturday night, shower and thunderstorms are possible with a low of 68. Rainfall of 1 to 2 inches is possible with that system. We will monitor that system Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening and break in if needed. On Sunday, those shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy with a high of 83. Currently, it is 72 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Wendy, we're seeing a little more activity out here this morning. Now we're in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yep, everybody seems to be behaving themselves now, so that's a plus.
That is probably
except for that bike that was going the wrong way, but...
Yeah, and technically, if you're on a bike, you're still supposed to follow all the traffic laws.
They want equal rights, but they don't want to follow the equal rules.
Yeah, you got to follow the rules. I mean, if you're going the wrong way on a bike, that's the same thing as doing
it's
it in
a... It's still a vehicle.
Yes, in the do not enter signs, you know. But yeah, at least no one's screaming profanities at each other and rolling video.
I think he was just telling them to have a nice Friday.
Yeah, that must be it. So,
in a weird way.
Yeah. So yeah, it was definitely interesting. When you can hear it all the way up here.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. The windows are not open.
No, they're not. And that's what shocked me. And it was very clear. It was like someone was right outside the window. And I'm like...
I didn't do it.
Yeah, me neither. I'm like, I'm sitting here watching the show. I don't know exactly what happened, but yeah. Never a dull moment, that's for sure. And now, Wendy, do you know how many states you've been to?
Not as many as I'd like to have been to, but more than not just like the people who have maybe been to Illinois.
Right, exactly. And if you ever counted them up, it sounds like you may have.
I should, really. I don't have the number right in my head. I know I've been to quite a few of them.
Yeah. I mean, you and I both have been outside of Wisconsin, and I've been out a few times. And a new poll found 30% of Americans want to visit all 50 states. I don't know if that's something that I would absolutely have to do, but
did I know you were going to say that? I want to.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
There's some states
well,
I don't
you stay know. Home then. I'll be back later.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. The top reasons we haven't been to more are money and time and lack of interest. Some states are just more interesting than others. Well, yeah. There's just some states that it's like, okay, that doesn't interest me. I mean, I've been to some states and I'm like, okay, been here, great, done it. And all right, you know, what did I get out of that? And not everyone agrees.
Usually beer or snacks, because I almost always bring you something.
Yes. Well, that's a good part of it, right? And that's the thing, depending on the state.
But if you come with me, you get even more beer and snacks.
Right. And so, yeah, beer sounds good right about now. So we'll see what happens.
You drink all day unless you start in the morning.
All right. I'm heading to the fridge. See y'all later.
This has gone south fast.
Yeah. I have beer in the fridge.
Dave. You're not supposed to be drinking right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll stick with my ice cold water. Now, not everyone agrees on what visiting a state means, though. Does just landing at an airport count? What do they say on this, Wendy? And then we'll talk more.
Well, it says 14% or 1 in 7 people say yes, just setting foot on the ground or changing planes counts. So even if you had a layover in Minneapolis, you've been to Minnesota, which is true. But you didn't actually experience the state.
Right, exactly. And so that is, you know, so you didn't experience the state. So, yeah, that's a very good point to say the least. So, all right. So
here's what people said when they were asked what the minimum level of travel is in order to say you've been someplace. A full trip with sightseeing, 21% think that the minimum for it is really, really counts. Spending a night there, 15%. Driving through it, 27%. Going beyond the airport, 7%. Like maybe it's a long layover, so you go exploring for a few hours. Having a meal, 3%. Does a meal at the airport count? Hard telling. Just setting foot on the ground or changing planes, 14%. Flying over it, 2% of us think that counts. By that logic, you could take one trip in your whole life, a flight from LA to New York and back, and say, oh yeah, I've been to Kansas twice, which is kind of crazy if you ask me. That does not count. I'm sorry. You have to actually touch ground, I think. But like back when I was in high school, I was on a flight. We were for our high school class trip, took a cruise to the Bahamas. So we flew to Fort Lauderdale. And I actually bought a pencil in the Fort Lauderdale airport. So I was in Fort Lauderdale. We did actually get on a coach bus then, which took us to the port where we got our boat, where we got on the boat that we took to on our cruise. So that counts as being in Fort Lauderdale. But did I actually see much of Fort Lauderdale? No. All I know was it was hot and humid in the 2 minutes we were outside getting on that bus. But the rest of the trip to the Bahamas was amazing.
Well, and see, that's the thing. I do think, yes, if you set foot there and you're there for a little while, you're in that state.
Because I've also been to Detroit several times, but never have had a really good, like, experience Detroit moment. Once was because I was on a trip in grade school or between high school and grade school to one of the youth rallies for our church youth group. And our bus that we were on was breaking belts for the alternator. Ooh. Which was running the air conditioning.
Ow.
So yes, high school age boys and girls on a coach bus in summer. Ooh. Going through Detroit.
Yep.
No air conditioning.
That does not sound fun.
Couldn't open the windows because it's a coach bus.
Right.
And so we had to keep stopping and changing the belt. I felt really bad for the bus driver because he had to do the maintenance too.
Right.
To make this happen. And so we were at a truck stop.
Oh, Lord.
In Detroit at night.
Oh, my.
While the bus driver was fixing the bus.
Ew.
We got to our destination later, but everybody at the college where we were having this youth rally knew what was going on with us and why we were late. So the whole group waited for us to get there and like welcomed us. It was really cool, but oh my gosh, it was crazy.
That is crazy. And you think about that.
Yeah.
And so you definitely visited that and there's no question
about
it.
The really funny part of that story, which at the time we weren't quite old enough and life experienced enough to understand. But the area of Detroit that we were in at this truck stop was well known for prostitution.
Oh, boy.
So, like, before we got off the bus, the bus driver gave us all a little speech and was like, don't go anywhere by yourself. Buddy up. Multiple people, especially the girls, blah, blah, blah. You know? And we were all like, what's going on? Or like, just go in there, go to the bathroom, and get back out here.
Exactly. We had someone who texted in. Elena texted in, had a seven, or this Michael texted in, said, I had a 7-hour layover in Cleveland. Never touched the ground outside of the airport, but earned a drink last. It said, I got rocked in Cleveland. Does that count, Michael? Yes.
Yes, it does.
You were there for 7 hours.
I believe you actually have to touch ground. Flying over a state does not count.
No. If you touch ground and you're at that airport for more than 10 minutes, you visited that state because you were there. I mean, I've been to, when I flew, I was like in Atlanta and we were there for a while. So yes, that counts.
Oh,
we
were
there and I wandered around the airport because we ended up being there for a while. I mean, I wasn't there 7 hours, thankfully, but we were there for well over an hour. So yes, I would definitely say that counts. And so, if I count each of the little states that we stopped in when I flew, that would definitely add up because I've flown quite a few times there for a while. It was every year I was on a flight for something. And so I don't miss it, though, either. I'll be honest with you. It was a lot of running around, a lot of hassle. And it never went without some sort of weird issue as well. So, yeah, I think it counts. And I will say, Michael, yes, it counts for you. And plus, you got a glass. So I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's like my pencil from Fort Lauderdale Airport.
I would agree. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. We are going to take a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Bearable Music by Dire Straits on Max FM. We'll be back with you at 8:30.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, and all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. The SJS Cancer Support Team is hosting its second annual Shuck Cancer Sweet Corn Fest. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th at the Sauk County Fairgrounds in Baraboo. This event runs from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and will offer barbecue, beverages, raffles, a cornhole tournament, dunk tank featuring Sauk County celebrities, kids games, and of course, sweet corn. The Gem City Sideshow will perform from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30, followed by the hip replacements from 3 until 6. All money raised goes to help any Sauk County resident affected by cancer. For more information, please go to the SJS Cancer Support Team's Facebook page. Again, that's the Shuck Cancer SJS Sweet Corn Fest at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th. And on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, it's the 60th annual Laval Celebration. Saturday's events will include a walk run beginning at 7 a.m., concessions opening at the small pavilion at 10:30. Bucket golf and cornhole tournaments will begin at 11 a.m. with food trucks and the bar opening at 4:30. And then at 5 o'clock, great live music. Sunday, the event gets started with the parade and concessions at 11 a.m. And then following the parade will be the chicken barbecue and meat raffle, plus bounce houses for the kids, other kids' activities, horseshoe tournament, and so much more. Plus the 50-50 and bucket raffle drawings will be held at 3 p.m. Find all the details by visiting the Laval Area Community Action Club's Facebook page. Again, this is Saturday and Sunday, with the event starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday and 9:30 on Sunday.
99.7
the Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven. Custom kitchen delivery. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy. It is 8:26 on Friday morning. We're broadcasting live from the Weicker Gray Day Building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Here is EMF. Unbelievable on Max FM.
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy. It is 8:30 on Friday morning. You know what's unbelievable? It's our big deal of the day. Shop local, say big at Max FM. BigDeals.com. 75% off a $40 certificate to Love Lash and Weld. Towards Julie, that certificate is just $10 today only over at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Coming up at 8:40, Wendy and I are going to have calendar days. And let me tell you, there's a long list. We'll do our best to pare that down. We are going to take a look at our community or sports and weather on Max FM.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment, most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
The sounds of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 20th as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Local beer, live music, and pub games will entertain from 3 until 9. Rock cover band Electro Retro is the headliner. Buy admission buttons for $10 in advance at the chamber office or $12 at the door on Saturday, September 20th at Circus World. For information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are 4 games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. I had 3 hard contacts on base 3 times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively, and of course defensively he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks, and you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. If you're due for a remodel, get that bathroom you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss all together wrong. No intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other thinking what anyone would do without me and you. It's like I told you, only the lonely can play. So hold on,
Maximum Hits.
Much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you a line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. Saints, the sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy. It is 8:40 on your Friday morning. Let's take a look at our weather today. Mostly sunny, hot and steamy and humid. High of 90. Heat index values near 97 degrees. Today will be partly cloudy with the low of 73. Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances, and those increase in the afternoon. Partly sunny with a high of 89. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms are possible with the low of 68. 1 to 2 inches of rain are possible with this system. We will be monitoring that system Saturday afternoon into the evening, and when weather breaks out, we break in. On Sunday, those shower and thunderstorm chances continue. Mostly cloudy, a high of 83. Currently 73 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Wendy, thank you so much for filling in this week. I appreciate it.
You bet, Dave. Anytime.
It's been fun having you in studio with me. We got to spend a little bit of time together. We got to have breakfast together, which we don't usually get to do during the week. I mean, so that was pretty cool. So thank you again. I enjoyed you being here. Thank you to Rhonda for being here as well. It's been a good week.
Yes, it has. And a long one, But it went by fast.
It went by fast. The morning show always cruises right by. By the next thing you know, we're on to the 9 o'clock hour, and it's like, where did the morning go? So, yeah, it does fly by. And Emily's back on Monday, and she'll be back for a week, and then she's on vacation for two more weeks. So she's going to be in and out this month. And so,
how do I get on that plan?
I'm not sure, but okay. You may get to fill in again if you'd like. That always would be.
I meant the vacation part.
Oh, the vacation part. See, I miss that part.
Yeah, you do miss that part quite a bit.
Yes,
you should try it yourself sometime.
Yeah, I know. I need to do that one of these days. So, all right, let's take a look at calendar days. Today is August 8th, and it is Wear Your Mother's Jewelry Day. Wear your mom's jewelry. Proudly, this is a day about looking at your mother's heirlooms and dusting them off and proudly wearing them around. Whether it's a necklace, ring, or an earring, celebrating your mother today. What else do you see on our calendar days, Wendy?
It's International Cat Day, Dave.
Meow. That's a good one.
Yeah, it says celebrate one of man's most common and ancient pets. They have been worshipped as gods. We see you, Egypt. Well, it is not surprising. Cats are one of the coolest beings on the planet. I beg to differ. They are independent, inquisitive, adventurous, have an amazing... Wow, that's a big word. I'm going to skip that. The power to heal by themselves, at least most of the time.
Oh, that's a good one. Odie Day is also today. Odie Day is celebrated August 8th of every year. Odie is a famous fictional dog from the Garfield comics created by the iconic cartoonist Jim Davis. Odie was only to have appeared in two live-action figures and three CGI feature-length Garfield films. Interestingly, Odie is the only character to age in the Garfield cartoon universe. Odie is characterized as a gullible and naive dog, but he also happens to be very caring and loving. Garfield often takes advantage of Odie's gullibility by playing pranks or simply making fun of him. Nevertheless, her friendship is shared by both adults and children.
It's also Happiness Happens Day, Dave.
That's happy.
It's what people want most out of life. If they aren't actively looking for it, we are talking about it, spreading it, dreaming about it, or hopefully experience it. For many, it's a goal to be happy. Then there are those who are always just seem happy. How do they do it? It is natural to them, or do they work at it?
No, oh, there you go. It's also National Perler Day, and I had to go look at this one.
Crafting.
Oh,
I'm so glad you picked that one, Dave.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
And if you are like myself and was wondering what Perler Day is, perler beads, lettuce, are those plastic fusible beads made from a type of plastic known as low-density polyethylene. These beads are used to make artistic pieces, and these beads are arranged on pegboards to form certain figures with the help of patterns and fused with heat from an iron. Okay.
I could get you some of those, and you could occupy your time by making things, Dave.
Well, I bet I could make some things, none of which would be appropriate.
No, I'm sure you would probably Dave it up.
Well, that's a good one to know. I did not know what that one was. I clicked on it, and as soon as I started talking, I'm like, oh, no.
Learned your lesson there, did you?
I did learn my lesson.
Gotta be careful what you click on. It's National Pickleball Day, Dave.
I knew
that
was going to be
a day. We heard that in the show opener, and we are here to show you to celebrate the day in a fun-filled way. Do you know that it's been 57 years since pickleball was invented? The game combines traditional lawn tennis, ping pong, aka table tennis, and badminton. The game is played with ping pong rackets on a badminton court with a tennis net, similar to tennis, but is less challenging. It's suitable for people of all ages. National Pickleball Day was created by pickleball instructor Deirdre Morris in 2021 to encourage people to learn to play pickleball.
And today is also Take a Penny, Leave a Penny. If you've ever benefited from those Take a Penny, Leave a Penny tray or dishes or cups at local stores and gas stations, you understand why that isn't so important. Extra change, including cents or pennies, as they're called, are put in these containers to be used by someone short a few coins and with no access to immediate change. And this is something that not only happens in the U.S., but Canada also has these trays available to them as well.
All right. It is also National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. Yes, folks, it is that time of year. I'm ad-libbing here a little bit. It's that time of year. Don't leave your... Because that's when these plants are like bumper cropping all over the place. And then nobody knows what to do with all that zucchini. But here's what it really says. It's that time of year when keen gardeners have way too much zucchini on their hands. So you sneak it onto your neighbor's porch. Those tasty zucchini plants are so rich in produce that even the most hardcore zucchini muncher will struggle to eat it all. With that in mind, this cheeky day is your chance to sneak up your neighbor's garden path and leave a little surprise for when they open their door.
Oh boy, I hope we don't find any zucchini today, Wendy. Now you just open the door.
Well, you like zucchini bread, Dave.
That's true. I just don't want a plethora of zucchini.
You can also make veggie lasagna where you replace the noodles with zucchini strips.
Yeah,
we've had that before. It's very good, actually.
Now I'm kind of hungry. I'm always hungry, though.
What
am
I? You're always hungry.
What am I kidding? But I'm also know it's also very thirsty, and I now know why. It is International Beer Day. Beer is one of the oldest drinks that the world has known, and International Beer Day gives us a worldwide excuse to have that round on the first Friday in August. Beer has a reputation as a drink of choice for the ordinary person when it is served up cold and frothy. Or strong. We celebrate International Beer Day on the first Friday in August every year when the summer's end begins to loom and the start of another weekend beckons us to put aside our work, set aside our differences, and come together and celebrate our love of beer.
Dave, are you feeling a little verklempt over there?
I am.
It's okay, buddy. You'll get through it, okay?
I know.
All right.
I know. I really want to celebrate this one today, but I
Well, you could probably have one beer.
Yeah, I may.
It wouldn't hurt.
I know. And, you know, I'm getting to that point where it's been now a month. And so it's like, beer. But it's also Friday fish fry old fashioned. So.
True. I mean, one drink once in a while is not going to inhibit your healing that much.
I know.
But if you really want something to occupy your time and to help, you know, pass that time so you don't focus on that, you can celebrate National Braiders Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's an opportunity for reflection, advocacy, education, and celebration of the cultural significance of hair braiding and the professionals who do it. Hair braiding is more than a form of style. It is a culturally significant act with deep roots in many communities. Unfortunately, braiding and braiders are often not treated with the same respect others in the cosmetology field receive and are burdened by overbearing regulation. National Braiders Day is a chance to recognize the thousands of braiders around the country for their talents, hard work, and contributions to our cultural heritage.
And we definitely thank them and all of our hairstylists as well. I unfortunately won't be participating because I don't have enough hair for that.
Well,
right
we
now.
Could give it a try.
Yeah, I'd like to see that one.
Well, you said
up.
You couldn't get tinsel in your hair, and I found somebody who could. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
But I have a short little side story about braiders.
Okay.
When I went on my class trip that I was talking about before when we did the cruise to the Bahamas, when you would go to the open air markets in the Bahamas, there were people that would approach you and be like, pretty girl, I braid your hair. $2
oh,
a braid.
Boy.
They charge you $2 a braid.
Right.
And you could have your whole head done or you could have one or two braids done or just, you know, or tell them no thank you and move along, which is what I did. But but they do that quite often around there.
That's interesting, you know. And yeah, you know, if someone can braid my hair, I would challenge them to do that. So I'd love to see.
Oh, all my hair stylist ladies. Maybe that's what they'll do at 12 when I get my toes done later.
Oh, boy.
They can try to braid your hair.
I'd love to see that happen. As short as my hair is, there's no way anyone's pulling that off with my hair.
I bet somebody's going to give it a whirl.
I'm going to bet you dinner they can't do it. How's that for an answer?
Wait, do I get to pick where we're going?
Yes, you get to pick where we're going.
McDonald's it is, folks. Just kidding.
The Happy Meal.
Touche, pal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So there's your challenge, Wendy. If they can pull that off, I will take you out to dinner tonight. So that's
well. Either way, you're taking me out to dinner.
Yeah, it's Taco Bell. Otherwise,
I'm not cooking.
Taco Bell. That's the dinner that keeps on giving. So yeah.
Yeah, we know.
If you can pull that one off, it's dinner tonight. There's your challenge. Now I can see the wheels turning. You know, on Wendy's
wheels in the sky.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, again, thank you so much for filling in. Appreciate you being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now you're back with us at your normal time, 8 o'clock on Sunday night. And I don't think we have you filling in next week.
There's always a chance. You never know.
I know. It'd be your fourth.
Wrong way, driver.
Oh, yes. They didn't even stop.
And they didn't even stop.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations to the sober SUV going down Oak Street.
Okay, then. So if you already know you're doing the wrong thing, let's panic and do more dumb things.
Yeah, let's do more dumb things. Now, they're getting
drive
to the stop
faster
sign.
And then not stop.
So they got to the stop sign at 2nd and Oak. They actually had to stop because there was a car coming the other way.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, see, Wendy, you got to see the wrong way driver. You get to see all the excitement of what happens.
I wonder where Chief Carlone is. I saw him walking around down
there. Yeah,
he
left already.
Oh, he left.
Yeah, he just missed that excitement. So, yeah, folks, please pay attention when you're out and about. And
if you are doing something dumb, like going the wrong way accidentally, because that does sometimes happen.
Yeah.
Don't panic. Don't drive faster and don't do more dumb things.
Right.
Just slow down. Stop as safely as you can, as quickly as you can, and turn around.
Turn around. Yes, that's exactly it. So. And now we have someone stopping
where they don't have to. So that made up for the other one,
yeah,
I guess.
You know, so that's the penance there. We're having so much fun looking out the window now this morning. This is what gets us into trouble. See, you think I'm bad with the whole squirrel thing. You're just guilty of this. You realize that now, right?
Well, yeah, but like out of the corner of my eye, I sometimes see this car coming the wrong way. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, this isn't going to be good.
That's all it takes. Yep. Again, Wendy, thank you so much for being here. And if I have braided hair on Monday, you know that Wendy got dinner taken out on Friday. So. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Dave's right. That's all I'm going to say. I get to put this one down on the calendar. I'm putting this on the calendar for Monday.
Dave, you should know by now when you tell me I can't do something, that's like just telling me you're going to do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I will find a way.
Yeah, we'll see. This one I'm going to bask in the glory on Monday. That's all I can say. So I cannot wait to be right for once this month.
I will spend every waking moment of the rest of my life figuring out how to braid your hair. It will happen at some point.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you again, Wendy. Appreciate it.
Because when you tell me, no, you can't, that's actually saying, watch this.
Yeah, but
you should know that by now.
I do know that, but I know how short my hair is right now, so that's why I'm confident. If I didn't have short hair, I would be a little less confident. But as short as my hair is right now, I'm so confident in this. It's just like, I know.
I'm going to make it happen.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll find out on Monday. I'll even put a picture on my Facebook page showing when I'm right on Monday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy. Thank you again. Wendy, you're back with us on Sunday night. So we've had a lot of fun. Thank you again for filling in.
Of course.
Appreciate you as always.
Call me Phil.
Yes, Phil, indeed. We'll get you back into some more great music coming up next on Max FM.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems, like snoring, aches and pains, hot sleep, or even an old saggy mattress that can keep you up at night. And our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now get a king bed for a queen price, plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
99 cents.